Part 1. Awakening Consciousness. Chapter 1. The Voice Inside Your Head. Shoot, I can't remember her name. What is her name? Darn, here she comes. What is it? Sally? Sue? She just told me yesterday. What's the matter with me? This is going to be embarrassing. In case you haven't noticed, you have a mental dialogue going on inside your head that never stops. It just keeps going and going. Have you ever wondered why it talks in there? How does it decide what to say and when to say it? How much of what it says turns out to be true? How much of what it says is even important? And if right now you are hearing, "I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have any voice inside my head," that's the voice we're talking about. And if you're smart, you'll take the time to step back, examine this voice, and get to know it better. The problem is you're too close to be objective. You have to step way back and watch it converse. While you're driving, you hear internal conversations like this. "Wasn't I supposed to call Fred? I should have. Oh my God, I can't believe I forgot. He's going to be so mad. He may never talk to me again. Maybe I should stop and call him right now. No, I don't want to stop the car right now." Notice that the voice takes both sides of the conversation. It doesn't care which side it takes, just as long as it gets to keep on talking. When you're tired and trying to sleep, it's the voice inside your head that says, "What am I doing? I can't go to sleep yet. I forgot to call Fred. I remembered in the car, but I didn't call. If I don't call now... Oh, wait, it's too late. I shouldn't call him now. I don't even know why I thought about it. I need to fall asleep. Oh, shoot, now I can't fall asleep. I'm not tired anymore. I have a big day tomorrow, and I have to get up early." No wonder you can't sleep. Why do you even tolerate that voice talking to you all the time? Even if what it's saying is soothing and nice, it's still disturbing everything you're doing. If you spend some time observing this mental voice, the first thing you will notice is that it never shuts up. When left to its own, it just talks. Imagine if you were to see someone walking around constantly talking to himself. You'd think he was strange. You'd wonder, if he's the one who's talking and he's the one who's listening, he obviously knows what's going to be said before he says it, so what's the point? The same is true for the voice inside your head. Why is it talking? It's you who's talking and it's you who's listening. And when the voice argues with itself, who is it arguing with? Who could possibly win? It gets very confusing. Just listen. "I think I should get married." "No. You know you're not ready. You'll be sorry." "But I love him." "Oh, come on, you felt that way about Tom. What if you had married him?" If you watch carefully, you'll see that it's just trying to find a comfortable place to rest. It will change sides in a moment if that seems to help. And it doesn't even quiet down when it finds out that it's wrong. It simply adjusts its viewpoint and keeps on going. If you pay attention, these mental patterns will become obvious to you. It's actually a shocking realization when you notice that your mind is constantly talking. You might even try to yell at it in a feeble attempt to shut it up, but then you realize that's the voice yelling at the voice. "Shut up, I want to go to sleep. Why do you have to talk all the time?" Obviously, you can't shut it up that way. The best way to free yourself from this incessant chatter is to step back and view it objectively. Just view the voice as a vocalizing mechanism that is capable of making it appear like someone is in there talking to you. Don't think about it, just notice it. No matter what the voice is saying, it's all the same. It doesn't matter if it's saying nice things or mean things, worldly things or spiritual things. It doesn't matter because it's still just a voice talking inside your head. In fact, the only way to get your distance from this voice is to stop differentiating what it's saying. Stop feeling that one thing it says is you and the other thing it says is not you. If you're hearing it talk, it's obviously not you. You are the one who hears the voice. You are the one who notices that it's talking. You do hear it when it talks, don't you? Make it say, "Hello," right now. Say it over and over a few times. Now shout it inside. Can you hear yourself saying hello inside? Of course you can. There is a voice talking, and there is you who notices the voice talking. The problem is that it's easy to notice the voice saying, "Hello," but it's difficult to see that no matter what the